Let's see. Where? Oh, welcome to Not Quite Classic Theater.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. My name's Ferdinand. Franz Ferdinand. I started the war. It was a whole big deal.
My name is Jason McAllister.
Does he know Franz?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Nope.
What's Jason do?
Jason is a stork manager.
Stork?
Yeah, so you know how storks exist, right?
Yeah.
Need somebody to manage them.
That's what Jason does. I never thought of that.
Yep. Once you get to that level, you know, the show is the for the baby delivering storks. That's what they call the show.
Yeah.
You know, Jason's working up to it.
Where did he get the babies anyway? That's
what I always baby wondered. Store.
Baby store?
Yep. Yeah, it's a two-day delivery with Stork Prime.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Good stuff. Probably should.
Oh, what was I going to say today? Oh, we're sponsored today by the music industry in general.
Yes.
There's a pressing crisis going on in the music industry right now.
Really?
Yeah. They're dangerously close to actually running out of all possible musical note combinations.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gotten to that point with the release of What's-Her-Name's latest album. That was it. That was the last original song that can ever be written. So
Carly Rae Jepsen, last original song?
Yeah.
Call Me Maybe.
No. Much later than that. There was a few songs after that, if you recall. There was that one guy did. Anyway, the point is now the standard industry protocol, you can look it up. They have to burn every copy of every song ever and start over just to save Western civilization. It's all got to go now.
Wow.
All of your rap albums, all of your disco music, Star Spangled Banner, all of it.
Well, don't really have to burn disco. It wasn't really music to begin with.
True.
Could probably let that one slide. Anyway.
Man, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Ba Ba, Black Sheep. It's all got to go now. It's kind of sad, actually.
We'll have to start new ones.
Yep.
That sucks.
But it has to be done for the preservation of culture and society and the future of mankind.
Oh. Well, I guess that's good, then.
So goes the circle of life.
Which also will not be allowed.
It's going to be a big bonfire over in front of City Hall later this week if you want to go. Just throw all your records on. That'll be great.
It's the fire of records. And it pushes
I want to be the one to write the first new original song after everything gets burned.
Yeah, you could literally write anything.
Yeah, what should I do? I'm thinking we start out with something early Madonna.
Yeah.
I think it'll go over well. We watched a movie this week.
We watched a quote-unquote movie this week.
Oh, my gosh.
We've had this in the queue for a while.
There was a master plan made so many years ago, 1980, whatever it was.
Yeah.
The producers of Air Bud.
Okay. Use your body to stay in the middle.
Yeah. Right. Can you slap me across the face really hard? Hey. Okay.
I love that.
I'll bet you do. There was a meeting, 1980, whatever, where Air Bud came out. They got together. Okay, guys, look, we got a master plan. It's all outlined on the chalkboard here. It's taking me months to figure this out now. Air Bud, right? Okay, now we have established this is going to be a little ridiculous. A dog plays basketball and everyone
gets sick. Yeah, it sounds pretty ridiculous.
It's kind of silly, but, you know, it could be heartwarming. You know what I mean? We're going to ratchet this. We'll do a few movies like that where he just goes on to play continuous sports after sport after sport.
We're talking we're talking baseball.
Yep.
We're talking soccer.
Yep.
We're talking football some more.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Get it,
volleyball.
Nine yards. Point is, it's going to get a little bit ridiculous each time. Because, he knows the sport now, too. And then he's going to have puppies.
Okay.
But we're going to add a twist. They can talk to each other.
Oh.
It's going to be like a thing, you know, talking animals.
Sure.
So on top of sports, now they can talk too, and we'll have their little mouths move, right?
Okay, yeah.
A little bit more ridiculous.
All right.
We'll do a few movies like that.
Yeah.
We're just going to go completely crazy here. They'll go to space.
Yeah.
They'll find buried treasure. It's going to be silly. And then we're going to take it just one step further. See, you can't start with this step. Otherwise, nobody's going to buy it. You have to have the lead up, okay? Yeah. You got to get them used to the idea.
Sure.
Now the dogs talk, and everybody can hear them. Plus, they get singing careers.
Okay.
And everyone just accepts it.
This movie was exactly as bad as it sounds. Exactly as bad as it sounds.
Air Bud is the Air Bud franchise. It's the equivalent of immunizations to get you used to the next virus.
Yeah, it's just worse and worse. So, yeah, now now it's a world. We watched Pup Star, by the way.
Air Bud. Air Bud wasn't even in this. I don't know why.
It's just produced by the same people.
So they just call Air Bud. Just call it Pup Star.
Air Bud Entertainment.
Drop the Air Bud part.
Well, less people would watch it. Less people would watch it if you didn't say Air Bud.
Anyway, this universe has now gotten to the point where these... at least they explained it, okay? At least
They kind of explained it. They casually mentioned it.
A one sentence that just sort of, oh yeah, this happens now.
Yep. So it starts off with all the dogs talking and everyone's like, what is going on? And then they mention on, I think, a TV commercial for these, like, dog treats.
Evolution dog treats.
Yep. Now dogs can talk. So that was pretty much their tagline.
Everyone accepts it. Now dogs can freaking talk.
Nobody. We're out.
Okay, look. Dogs talking to each other, at least it didn't change what their interactions with humans would be, okay?
Well,
when we get to this point, it's like, now that we've accepted they can talk, that means they have souls and free thought. Do they need human rights now?
It's a whole slippery slope. That's why we don't let dogs talk in real life, because we want to still be able to abuse them.
Do we let them vote?
That's the point.
Do they get, like, court trials?
Nope.
Jury of their peers?
Nope. It's exactly the same treatment. You can just talk to them while you treat them that way. That's totally the thing.
This is not a good precedent you're setting, Walt Disney Company. But anyway, that's what it is now. And so, with talking dogs, they couldn't stop there. Now they sing. And, like, the biggest show in the world now is American Idol with dogs.
Yep. Pup Star. So, Pup Star has four judges, which doesn't make any dang sense. That's the thing I'm most mad about in this movie. All right. Super racist Rastafarian dog.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yep. Yeah, there's a
poodle. Funny dog jiggy with it.
Lady Gaga poodle, right?
Simon Cowell. If anything, it's the puns.
It's Pun City. That's what it is.
Simon
Every single
growl.
Singing dog is just a pun on a popular music style of some kind. Miserable.
I think with each movie, it's like the age range just gets lower and lower. Like, the original movie was for, like...
Yeah, it was halfway enjoyable and believable for, you know, teens.
But now it's down there in, like, the three-year-old range.
My son loved it.
He was psyched.
He was super into it.
He had the Air Bud hat on. He had the collectible cup from 7-Eleven.
Yep.
It was all there.
It was great. So this little girl... owns this tiny dog called Tiny, you know, appropriate name, and they're going out to try out for the Pup Star auditions
in
their
town.
They have
long, heartfelt conversations.
Yep. And
about the meaning of life.
The freaking dog comes up and just sings horribly, and everyone thinks she's great. So then she's going to New York.
Hooray, to face off in the finals.
In the finals, because there's only two rounds. There's auditions and finals.
That's it.
Anyway, so she's a finalist for Pup Star, right? So she's like, all eyes are on this tiny Yorkshire Terrier dog.
After she wins the preliminary round, though, her dad is like, sorry, yeah. Kid.
Little girl's but, standard trash dad.
Turns out... no, we ain't gonna do this.
Yeah, I don't want to go because of work or whatever.
I was totally down with you doing the preliminary round, but finals, no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna follow through because that would be some kind of mark of character. I'm definitely not gonna be about that.
I'll be at the bar for a few hours if you want to catch up with me.
But don't worry, they have the fat Hispanic lady from Nacho Libre.
Why?
For no freaking reason at all. Because she does nothing.
Had no role.
She contributes freaking nothing.
No role. He just stands there and goes, oh.
She's just also there during the whole movie. Although she did contribute actually one thing, which we'll get to later, which is her shining moment. Okay? I don't even freaking remember what happens, but somehow the little dog gets out.
Right. So, there's the world's worst computer animated bird. Sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Gosh, dang
this
it.
Is straight out of
just
some
so
kid's
mad.
Cartoon. They didn't even try. And a cat chases the bird, named Mr. Tweety, by the way.
Sure.
They couldn't call him Tweety Bird, that'd be copyright.
The cat's name is Mittens, don't worry.
Yeah. So the cat is chasing the bird, so the dog chases the cat, and the girl chases the dog on her bike for some reason. So there's this line of people chasing their beat, and it ends with the girl crashing her bike into
a bad guy van.
the bad guy from every Air Bud movie ever's van.
Yep.
He's literally
the standard bad catcher. Guy yeah. is a dog catcher, like every bad guy in every
Air Bud. I'm pretty sure he's the guy who plays Garfield on the cartoon. Whatever it is. He sounds like
him. He sounds a lot like Garfield. Envision Garfield.
So the girl crashes her bike and Garfield nabs the dog and locks her up.
Yep. So
the dog is under the impression now that the girl died from crashing her bike into a parked truck.
Yes. You know, when you crash into a standard bad guy van at the speed of 3 or 4 miles an hour,
that's it. Lights
instant
out,
death. Instant. Instant.
Wear your helmet, kids.
So the dog is taken to the dog catcher crappy barn, right? That he just keeps dogs apparently, and then returns them for the reward. This is his daily job, his grind. Right?
Now that dogs can talk and have souls, you kind of wonder about the ethics of locking them up and then laughing at them.
How does that freaking work? It's like, oh yeah, this guy kidnapped me, so I don't know if you guys want to call the police or what. Like, it would be done first dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But apparently he has a thriving business where he locks up multiple dogs and then tries to return them, I guess. The annoying little girl wakes up from her 1 minute coma, I guess.
She's missing two teeth. This was serious.
I don't know if she... Was she missing them before? Yeah. Did she knock her teeth out?
I think so. Or is she just talked with a lisp for the rest of the movie. She just talked like this... This same mister.
That seems like a strangely realistic, like, continuity thing for them to pay attention to, you know? Because they just hate everything else. I don't know. Anyway, so this little girl, her dad finally is like, oh, I guess I won't be trash dad, and I'm going to take time off of work to help you find your dog.
Very
along with dog. Our Hispanic maid who's here for no freaking reason. So they're on a race to find this dog. Meanwhile, Tiny meets Charlie, who's a mischievous young dog.
With a mysterious past.
Yeah, who is busting out of the joint. Out of the bad guy dog catcher barn.
He has dug a whole tunnel leading right out to the convenient railroad tracks right by the pound.
Yep.
So he does that, and then Tiny goes with him, and they hop a train.
Yep.
But Tiny
riding left the rails
behind her dog collar with the golden bone thing. This is plot's pretty intense, guys.
It's pretty crazy.
I can hardly contain my enthusiasm here. What wacky twist and turn will happen next?
So the dogs ride the train to New Orleans for no apparent reason.
Family arrives 5 minutes too late, as they will for the next 20 scenes.
Yep.
5 minutes too late at the pound, be like, hey, dog catcher dude, you seen my dog? Nope. Cool. Well, I got like $100,000 reward.
Yep. I'm super rich for no reason.
Oh, okay. Hey, if I find him, I'll give you a call. Wink, wink. Okay, bye. I'm gonna go see a dog bounty hunter.
Yes.
Dog the bounty hunter. I'm gonna go see him.
Yes.
I just realized they did that on purpose.
So apparently apparently Charlie has a shady past, and he has something going on where there's a bounty hunter after him, which also happens to be the same bounty hunter that the dog catcher bad guy goes to see if that dog bounty hunter can track down Tiny the dog so that the bad guy can get $10,000 from girls.
Bounty hunter is also working for one of the contestants in Pupstar, who wants the little dog out of the picture so he can win.
And he also wants Charlie out of the picture.
There's so much nefarious plotting and scheming going on here. I can't even begin to describe it, folks. I'm on the edge of my seat.
So Tiny and Charlie get to New Orleans, and what they do is they just walk. The first place they walk, apparently, is this old restaurant that Charlie knows.
Hey, it's that cliche in every film noir movie, the blind jazz guy
yep.
with a heart of gold and a soulful voice.
Yes.
Except now he's a dog.
Yes, and so he's a soul singer. So this guy, his name's Long Ears, or Big Ears?
Big Ears.
Big Ears. And he's really connected, and he knows everybody. So Big Ears takes them to his boathouse at the docks, right? And he makes sure that they know that they shouldn't set off his genius booby trap.
God, this thing's pretty. This is straight Indiana Jones style. Yep,
pretty
booby
crazy
trap here. Watch your step now. Just watch your step.
Yeah, you
got
to be careful. It's a board. They walk across a board. To get to, which is how I believe you would get to any boathouse, is walking over a board.
Hey,
the little girl and her dad and the maid get to the dog pound and they break in. Well, the dad's gonna break in, and instead she stops him and says, "There's always a key under the mat."
Well, she says it in Spanish.
Yeah, I don't know what key.
I didn't already had a key under the mat.
So she looks under the mat, and sure enough, there's a key. So they open the place. Absolutely. She's done her job. So now she will just quietly watch in the background for the rest of the movie.
Snacking on a bag of Lays.
Just anything we describe from now on, just envision that lady in the background also there.
Just pulling bags of chips into her mouth.
Yep.
Enjoying the show.
So they get in and they talk to the dogs that can all talk, and they said, "Oh yeah, they went to New Orleans." And then they're like, "You guys want to come with us?" "Okay, awesome." And so they all get in the car and they drive there because reasons.
Yay.
Awesome.
Meanwhile, the dogs have escaped from the boathouse when the dog catcher guy and the bounty hunter show up. So they escape out the back way, and the dog catcher guy, Garfield, he falls for the booby trap.
Yeah.
The genius
booby trap. He walks across the board and it snaps and he falls into the river.
Oh, man.
So genius.
So toss me the either. Toss me the whip. Anyway. So, now where did Charlie and Tony go after that?
They were going to go to Nashville.
Right. They take a hot air balloon. Right. From. No, I'm not kidding. There's a dog, a hippie stoner dog, who operates a hot air balloon, and he gives him a ride.
For no reason, apparently, other than they asked if he could take the mile. And how do you control that? Don't you just go where the wind tells you? There's no way to control it.
I don't know. But it's a good thing. This might just be the time for Tiny to brush up on her singing skills.
Oh, man. You know what? We forgot.
Every stop they make, she has to sing a song.
Yeah, she has just...
Horrible.
Imagine that. It's all horrible. It's all awful, okay? And she learns a new lesson and stuff. Whatever. She learns about soul. Nobody cares. What's important is that Charlie sometimes has to lift her up into things that are taller because he's a big dog and she's a small dog.
They pulled this off with the best special effect you could ask for. This is like...
So they give
this is great.
They give Charlie a stuffed Yorkshire Terrier, right? And it's obviously a stuffed Yorkshire Terrier, okay?
It's a stuffed animal.
Okay?
Stiff, dead.
It is very obvious. But what's double crazy is that it's a different coat. Like, it's a different kind of Yorkshire
Terrier.
Different
color, yeah.
The kind that she's like a white one, like with brown, like a little bit of brown. And this is like a black and obviously a black and brown one. It's not even close. It doesn't even look kind of like her. It's awful.
Whoever edited this movie used to just sit down and start over. Just start over. Like, even whenever they have the dogs sing, they just do the most horrible effects to make it look like they're walking back and forth on the stage.
Oh, gosh. It's
just
awful.
Stop and then reverse. What's it called?
Yeah, ping pong.
Right.
They go forward and then reverse the film to make it look like they're moving back and forth.
Oh,
the best was the drum circle.
The best one was whatever the dog was holding the tambourine.
Oh,
he was
my
supposed
gosh.
To be shaking it. So they just went back and forth on the same frame to the back and forth on to make him move his head.
Horrible.
But how do we imitate a dog playing the drums? This is the big question that people need answered.
This is what we'll
do we like train him to pat the drum, like put the dog treat on there, and every time he pats
the drum.
We could do that. But I'm feeling a little crazy here.
Oh yeah.
Let's have a stagehand wear some fuzzy mittens. Wear some fuzzy mittens, and we'll film him from above hitting the drum. They didn't even try. Clearly, these paws are much, much bigger than an average dog. You can see the outline of the hand inside the gloves. They aren't even trying.
It was the worst. It was the worst. So they take this hippie's hot air balloon to exactly where they need to go.
They pray to the universe real quick.
Yeah, they pray to the universe. Super weird. And then they finally get to Nashville, and they land right next to this venue where the country singer Emily Rose from The Exorcism of Emily Rose is playing.
She's a dog, though.
She is a dog country star. Yeah. Also good friends with Charlie.
Also got dog cancer.
She has dog cancer also.
Doggy cancer. It's very, very sad. Very sad.
Don't worry.
Story.
That has absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the movie, but it was in the movie.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
No one knows why.
Meanwhile, the family has made it to New Orleans.
Oh, yes. New Orleans. Quite good.
They ask around and find out that they all went off to Nashville.
Oh, man. We just missed this guy.
So before they leave, though, they decide to drop off one of the dogs they took with them with the guy who was operating the barbecue stand.
Yeah. Because that dog loves barbecue. The guy that running the stand loves barbecue.
The rest of the movie,
it seems like it's a hit.
The movie is just them matching up the dogs they took with random strangers.
Yep.
It's like a... Anyway.
So they're off to Nashville, and their truck breaks down outside of Nashville, right? Is that a thing? Pretty sure it's outside of Nashville.
Yeah, they get a ride from this trucker lady.
She's just annoying and horrible, just like the Dalmatian.
Pretty much.
You can imagine what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Anyway, meanwhile, the dogs have, Charlie and Toyney have made it to... Emily Rose's place. And Charlie and Emily have a history. They used to be things. So they get to talking, and they find out that Charlie was actually the one who wrote all those songs that one dog on Pop Star was singing.
Oh, the superstar dog?
Yeah,
Bark?
Yeah. He wants the bounty hunter dog to take out both of those dogs because one of them he stole songs from and the other one's his competition.
Yeah.
So much intrigue. I cannot even.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I only needed to pay for the edge of my seat. So the Tiny busts in and sings, and everyone accepts that.
Yay.
Like you do. And then they hop aboard Emily Rose's bus.
They decide they're going to make it to Pop Star so that Tiny can sing for to fulfill the dream of who she thinks is her dead owner.
Yeah, this whole time we're just reminded that I wish that my girl was alive. Yeah. You didn't check up on that at all?
Didn't even bother.
Well, I saw her just hanging out being totally fine as I was driving away in the bad guy van, but I'm pretty sure she's still dead.
Yeah.
I mean, she hit that bad guy van 1-2 miles an hour or so. Probably dead.
So they take off for New Jersey, right? And... Emily Rose's tour bus. Dog has their own tour bus. This is not a fair world. And the family makes it to Nashville. And they palm off the Dalmatian on the trucker lady. And they're still 5 steps behind the usual. They get a ride from this cowboy dude who has the world's worst fake mustache. And
the most fake person,
yeah,
I believe, ever.
They get a ride from him. And they got... I thought this was hilarious. They had the maid in the backseat of the car. So it was just dragging on the highway, like sparks flying as they're going down the interstate. It's hilarious. Anyway.
So, yeah, they...
She's just basically sipping the big gulp.
Yeah, nothing happens in Nashville, apparently. And then, yeah, they drive to New Jersey.
So they can get to New York.
I guess.
I don't understand why they were trying to get to New Jersey, so...
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure New Jersey is really close to New York.
Well,
pretty sure that's the thing.
But I don't know why they said New Jersey when they meant New York.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't care. No one cares.
Yep. No one cares. Anyway, they wind up in New York at the Pop Star show.
Hooray.
Everybody does.
That's great.
It's super great.
Fantastic. Tony has finally shown up. Right.
Finally.
So now we can get the show started. Things are underway.
Yeah.
Big
everything
things
seems
are going
to be
down
looking
now.
Up.
It's all good. But. The kidnapper, the Garfield, and the bounty dog, they've caught up. And you can tell by the tenseness in my voice, this is a very big scene. I'm just, what will happen? What's going to happen next?
So they capture Tiny, next? And
Yeah, and then her owners show up, and then they capture the dog catcher. Let's go with that.
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie and the Tiny. Dog and Tiny capture the dog catcher.
And they make it back into the building.
They make it back, yeah. And
Gosh.
Tiny shows up.
And and Charlie shows up right as the bark.
Oh yeah, bark singing, and Charlie comes in and is like, "Hey, that's my song," and everyone's like, "We accept that immediately."
Okay, Bark, dude, you're disqualified. Oh, dang it! Tiny, you get over here and you sing now. And then the family has finally made it.
Oh man, and, the girl's not dead! Yeah!
And she walks in and she watches Tiny sing her song on Popstar. And it's very inspiring. I don't even remember what it was.
We fast-forwarded through it because it sucked.
Yeah, we did. What else happened?
Then they're about to announce the winner, and...
It's not Tiny!
It's not Tiny, the end.
Yeah, it was. That wasn't such a better ending.
It was Tiny, yeah.
Sorry, kids, you don't get a happy ending every time.
So, what was your top moment...
Hold on.
...in this movie and, and worst...
We forgot. The ending... What happened at the ending? There was an ending scene. What was it? Oh, this movie's so...
Bart gets escorted away by the...
Yeah, and then they win, and they have a reunion. And,
I think that was it.
The Mexican Hispanic lady's really
happy.
She
did nothing still.
She jumps up and down and claps. The whole room shakes. It's very horrible. That was it.
I don't think there was anything...
I guess that was it.
Yeah, there wasn't anything, actually, after that.
That was pretty horrible.
So... My favorite part about this whole movie was the guy who liked ribs. That was my favorite character, the best part of the entire movie.
Yeah.
That guy's my hero.
I accept that.
This movie was horribly disappointing. I somehow thought that this movie would be
better than it was,
and I did not expect anything going in. I expected it to be the crappiest, and I was still disappointed.
If they had made this a cartoon,
if it were a cartoon, it would have been legit. I totally would.
Then you don't question the whole human-animal interaction. Then the whole weirdness of the special effects is gone. You can just animate that, okay?
Yep.
Then 80% better. All I'm saying, why'd you do this?
It's just weird as crap, and I hate it. Jake, how many star-struck tiny dogs... wheeling across the country in a country singer's bus, being chased by a one-eyed dog and the voice of Garfield, would you give this out of 5?
I'd aim that bus into a rift in the fabric of space and time so they can go back in time and prevent the Air Bud movies from continuing after Air Bud Golden Receiver. Which one was Air Bud? Was it 7th Inning Fetch? That was from 2002, no? Whatever the last one was before Air Buddies, that's where it should have ended.
Yeah, certainly.
You know?
Certainly. Can we never watch an Air Bud movie again?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hooked now. This was intense.
Yeah, I wouldn't call this hooked.
I need to see the rest of the saga, man.
the epic saga. The freaking...
There's a whole story here about how this universe develops.
No, there isn't a story at all.
J.K. Abrams is going to reboot it if he don't...
Man, I would be all about a dark, brooding reboot of Air Bud, and it's just freaking awesome.
Somebody's got to be playing the basketball in this city. Watch the scum off the streets. Why can't it be me?
You're not the basketball player we deserve, but you're the basketball player we need. Go, Bud. Go. A dog can play basketball, but as soon as he picks up a baseball bat, everyone loses their mind.
So stupid.
Good times, though.
Good times.
Good.
Who was our sponsor today?
Our sponsor today was the music industry. Sadly, there is now no music left. It's been burned in the time we were talking.
We take the sport back from the athletes and give it to you. The puppies.
This is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. Ignore the wanted posters. That was a practical joke.